You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations top court, the International Court of Justice, is conducting emergency legal proceedings to determine whether Myanmar's military committed genocide against the country's Rohingya minority in 2017. The Union Minister of Foreign Affairs for Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, is in The Hague appealing to the ICJ to dismiss the case and thus help heal the divided country.
I pray the decision you make with the wisdom and vision of justice will help us to create unity out of diversity, to develop the potential of our people, and to meet the challenges of the nation in quest of sustainable peace and development.
The West African Republic of Gambia brought the allegations of genocide against Myanmar. Thousands of Rohingya were killed, and over 700,000 fled to neighbouring Bangladesh during the 2017 military crackdown. Allegations of rape, mass murder, and deportation are laid against the Buddhist-majority nation. Ms. Suu Kyi is defending the Myanmar military's actions against the minority group and says Gambia is painting a deceiving picture of events.
Regrettably, the Gambia has placed before the court an incomplete and misleading factual picture of the situation in Rakhine State in Myanmar. Yet, it is of the utmost importance that the court assess the situation obtaining on the ground in Rakhine dispassionately and accurately.
Despite this, the prosecution is adamant Myanmar violated human rights and is still continuing to do so. It is relying on information gathered by the UN Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Myanmar, which encouraged global powers to sever relations with Myanmar's military and companies. Gambia's Justice Minister, Aboubakar Marie Tambado, says he is not alone in believing a war crime was committed.
Well, we have said and we have maintained today that there was genocide. There was genocidal intent. And this is not just from us. This is from United Nations organizations that have established an independent fact-finding mechanisms who have all established that there was genocidal intent and the indicators of genocide.
Gambia is condemning Myanmar's leaders' denial of the atrocities. While speaking in The Hague, Paul S. Reichler, the lawyer representing Gambia, accused Myanmar of turning a blind eye to the sexual violence against the Rohingya, marking it as an example of the country's extreme denial.
The enormity and nature of the sexual violence perpetrated against women and girls during the clearance operations. We heard nothing about sexual violence from Myanmar yesterday. Not a single word about it. Not from the agent, not from any of their counsel. Because it is undeniable and unspeakable, they chose to ignore it completely.
The prosecution is also claiming mass graves were found in Myanmar. However, Myanmar's lawyer, William Sharps, says it isn't true.
Let me say a word about the issue of the mass graves, because I was the one who raised the point in yesterday's proceedings. I made it in the context of discussing the total number of deaths in the recent period. And I noted, and this is in the transcript, page 37, paragraph 48, and I quote, "The fact-finding mission, moreover, provides numerous aerial photographs, yet nowhere does it point to any evidence of mass graves."
Ms. Suu Kyi says she is fearful the court case will undermine current peace in the country by worsening hostility between Myanmar's defence services and the Buddhist Arakan Army, a Buddhist rebel group in Rakhine State. She says Muslims are unfortunately getting caught in the crosshairs of the ongoing conflict. Myanmar has told the court anyone found to have committed a war crime will be punished. Sonia Lal, SBS News.